This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Minot, we had a great time yesterday. Minot State University, Andy Heitkamp up there, the director of the Veterans Center there, and Steve Shirley, the president. I hear many, many good things about Steve Shirley. I hear very, very... I can't think of one bad thing I've heard. Not one. And you can't say that about any other president in the university system that I know of, so... Steve Shirley is doing a great job.
Well, I can only assume Scott's going to trickle in at some point.
Pardon me? Trickle in? I'm here. Are you not trickling? Todd?
We're still waiting.
You're still waiting on me?
Thanks for the heart attack.
What's the matter? I've been talking the whole time. You can hear me?
Nope.
No, that's my bad, guys. I didn't have Scott's feed turned up to Todd, so Scott was talking.
Everybody else heard me.
Yeah.
Todd didn't hear me. Okay. All right.
Okay. That's great.
I'll take the heat for that one. That was
then I won't sorry, folks, if you were thinking, what is he? Why is he? Because I started all of a sudden down a different thing because I hear Todd in my ear saying, hey, Scott's not talking.
Anyway.
Never mind. Just a little technical glitch. We're all fine now. But again, kudos to everybody. I thought he was giving me a bad time at... I was giving you bad intel on what I'd heard about Steve Shirley, which is all good. President of Minot State University. Folks have a good one there. Really good one. You know, I like university presidents that are native to North Dakota. That doesn't mean people from somewhere else can't come in and do a good job. Especially in higher ed.
You're not native to North Dakota.
Excuse me?
You're not native to North Dakota.
No, you didn't let me finish. What I wanted to say was, you know, especially in higher education, I think there, you know, the taxpayers invest an enormous amount of money. We're a small state. There's 11 institutions, and the taxpayers feel a little bit of ownership of higher ed that I think is not present in other states. There's sort of a disconnect. In other words, I don't think the citizens of Minnesota feel like, hey, University of Minnesota, you work for me. But in North Dakota, they do. So therefore, having a North Dakota influence in a school by someone being native is good. But no, to Todd's point, you know, we start applying litmus tests and say you must be.
Well, I think you and I think more North Dakota than Minnesota, so we'd be a good fit. We'd probably be an exception to that rule as far as, because like you say, I mean, it is a different mindset in Minnesota, no question.
Anyway, it's just a long way of staying. Steve Shirley, who is a Fargo native, a UND grad, is doing a great job as president of Minot State University. They got a good one there, and we appreciate our time. I appreciate also how they take care of vets. They clearly do, and won some awards for that yesterday from different groups, and are doing things no other university is doing for veterans, which is another good reason to celebrate them. So just want to say that. You know, whenever one of these incidents come up where we have a mass shooting, a horrific incident like happened at the Baptist Church in Texas on Sunday, many of you in the audience say something to the effect of, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. Don't tell me that guy's name. Total media blackout. Just shut it off. Don't want to hear about it. And I honestly don't know how you go about doing that. I think it's a wonderful idea because I think it's obvious there are some people that see that who are of a state of mind that, you know what? I hate my life. I want to do something to get that kind of attention, and I don't care if I die doing it. Right? It attracts that sort of element of a person. Now, in Texas, they've started something down there where they just refer to him as the shooter. They don't say his name a lot. But I know his name. I've seen his picture. We know a lot about him. You know, in the context of that, we don't know a lot about the Vegas shooter. Why is it all these weeks later, there's still so little information out about the Vegas incident? That has me puzzled. Do you think you know everything you need to know about that Texas guy, Todd? Where's the photos? of him coming in and out of the, and again, maybe that comes back to the same thing we're talking about. Maybe you don't want to see him. Maybe law enforcement's got him. I don't know. I just am, I'm leery of that whole Las Vegas deal because I don't think we have enough information. And do you remember either the day of or the day after ISIS took credit for it and said this guy was a convert to the caliphate or whatever? And then the federal government came out almost within, I remember I saw a breaking news alert, like, oh, you got to be kidding me. I couldn't find it anywhere else. And then within hours, the federal government was saying, somebody from the federal government, or the, I forget where, but somebody said the Department of Homeland Security or something, that it was not a credible report out of ISIS. When has ISIS ever claimed credit for something that they didn't actually do? That doesn't happen very often that I know of. I don't know. I'm just a little suspicious that one still is not as front and center as it ought to be. But both beg the question, could the media and law enforcement do something more to black out anything to do with the perpetrator? And is that something you'd like to see happen? Greg Gutfeld on Fox, The Five, said this. I posted on my Facebook page. See if you agree or disagree with this analysis by Mr. Gutfeld. Roll it. Can we roll it? I'm trying to roll it, Todd, not you. But
I got nothing to roll here, but you're telling yourself to roll it.
Well, I'm
talking to yourself the first sentence, you know that, right?
I'm pushing play, and it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I see it. I didn't see it before, but right about his shirt collar in the video player that I'm trying to play is one of those little circles going round and round.
Ah,
and round.
It's thinking.
Why is it thinking?
Welcome to tech hell today. I don't know.
I'd like to outlaw those little circles, those little thinking circles. Can we do that? Legislation for that? Anyway, I don't know
sure
why
that's not. That'll be President Trump's highest priority right now. No more circles. Chant, everybody. No more circles. Oh, I don't think it's going to go over.
Let's see. Okay, here he is.
So what does a mass shooter have in common with an Islamic terrorist? Well, they're able to create an impact that reaches beyond their own marginal insignificance. Even a small evil pebble can make large ripples expanding across the water. A loser can kill his way to fame with a bomb, a truck, or a gun. A mass shooter in a small town can hijack an entire country's attention in one afternoon. It's the same mechanism, creating an impact beyond one statistical importance. Morbid acts bring attention. Suffering expands from the immediate victims outward through cities, then country. The media enlarges the impact. We can't help it. It's our job. But it only makes it more likely to happen again. Those new ripples persuade another fiend dying for infamy. Why do celebrities unleash attention-grabbing tantrums after a shooting? Perhaps they wish to create an impact beyond their minor importance, too. The only solution, recognize what underlies the crime, a thirst for infamy, then deny it. And then laud the citizens out there willing to risk their lives, preventing further bloodshed. That's the silver lining in this very ugly cloud. The local heroes who risked it all to stop the horror. A good guy with a gun and a good guy with a truck. Two things the media hates. Despite being terrified, a nearby Stephen Williford grabbed his gun and shot the fiend through his body armor. Johnny Langendorf then gave chase, accelerating the ghoul's demise, the coward who killed himself. It's still pretty awful, but at least this pair made it slightly less so. Those are pebbles that deserve the wider ripple, two pebbles with the impact of a million rocks.
Wow, well said by Greg Gutfeld there. Do you agree with that? And how do you go about not giving them what they want? Because he's right. That's what they seek. You know, the crazy man in New York City that wants to have an ISIS flag put up in his room the moment he comes to is all about the fame of doing what he did. He did it for glory. And so when they see others getting the glory, it's a perfect magnet to say, I'm going to do that too. I don't know how you go about doing it, but I'm curious if you want it. If you'd like to see that happen. If you think, in fact, that would make a difference. Maybe. Maybe it would. I guess it's hard to quantify whether it would make a difference or not, but it does make some sense, doesn't it? People see that and say, you know, I'm going to do that. The whole copycat thing. I mean, what percentage do you think of these acts are somebody saying, I'm copying what somebody else did? I don't know. It's 10%. Maybe it's worth doing something different in the way of the media coverage and the law enforcement notification of all of that. But I certainly am with him in every situation like this. The evil is there, but there's so much good as a result of it. So much good. And the people he mentioned, prime example. Heroes emerge from the darkness. And then we got to be thankful. All right, more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Give me your take.
Give us a call. Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com. Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And Vince, Hot Springs invented the hot tub and the saltwater spa system. Tell us about how Hot Springs does it better than anybody else.
Well, we did invent the hot tub, portable hot tub, that is, in 1977, and have truly been an industry leader throughout the last 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary. In 2009, we introduced the Ace saltwater system. Only hot tub company out of over 100 manufacturers where we actually make our own saltwater system. It's called Ace, and it's very unique in how it works compared to most salt systems in that we're making 5 natural organic cleaners, including high energy active oxygen, which is great for the skin and it kills bacteria.
You have a video on your website talking about other brands that are claiming to have a saltwater system that is not so. Remind us why you'd want a saltwater system.
Well, on most hot tubs out there, you don't, because it truly, a salt system in the way it was designed will void the hot tub's warranty. Here's where Ace is different in that we're not just a chlorine producer. We're producing 5 different cleaners through our technology. I'm not going to get into it, but it's diamonds. We're producing 5 different cleaners, including high energy active oxygen. And why you'd really want it, the water feels great, it smells great, and you don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out. It's a great experience.
Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Check out that website to learn more about Hot Spring Spas Ace salt water system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
And what's on your mind? Here's the telephone number. It's 800-228-0550. Toll free from wherever you're at. Nice and slow now. Hopefully not too slow. Last time I did this, somebody said I took a nap between numbers. That was so slow. 800-228-0550. Just slow enough so it's in your speed dial when you need it. Text Todd, 701-226-8503. or me at 701-367-2054. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell, our friend, the inventor of the best pillow ever. There is no better pillow for a great night's sleep. No more tossing and turning. The best part of it, it adjusts to you. You ever had a pillow like you stay in a hotel somewhere or in a guest room somewhere at someone's house, and it's just like, you know, the sack of flour that won't move and you just have to adjust it? That doesn't work that way with my pillow. That's the beauty of it. Whenever somebody finds me and says, well, I don't get it, it's a pillow. What? I said, no, it adjusts to your neck perfectly. So it supports the way you sleep, whether you're a side, stomach, or back sleeper, and you get a better night's sleep. You go to MyPillow.com, you'll see all kinds of MyPillow products. They don't make just pillows anymore. Mattresses, mattress toppers, pet pillows, cushions to sit on, even sheets. Promo code SCOTT saves you up to 50%, or call them 800-506-9028. By the way, the Air Force yesterday said they failed to follow policy for alerting federal law enforcement about the shooter's violent past in this Texas church shooting when he served at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. He should have been barred from purchasing firearms and body armor because of his domestic violence conviction in 2014. So the Air Force dropped the ball. We don't know why. They're investigating that. But we don't need any more gun laws. The gun-grabbing brigade stops dead in its tracks with this one. There was a law in place. It wasn't followed. That's the problem. All right. Still to come, Ben Koppelman. He is a state representative from West Fargo, primary sponsor of something called House Bill 1273 that allowed guns in churches in concert, I guess, with the church authorities and law enforcement. We'll tell you about that because we have a law that it allows individuals to protect themselves in churches, and also a national cybersecurity expert. Join us. This was a topic suggested by one of our listeners specifically on, I want to know how I'm being surveilled. So we found an expert for you coming up on the program. All right, Jamie and Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott, got a couple things for you. I'm not going to go over everything that happens after these shootings and gun control too much, but I just want to point out something. Leftist media is not saying a whole lot about, you know, the guy who actually stopped this shooter was an NRA member, and he did it with an AR-15. Because NRA is who these leftists always blame for these shootings, but not one NRA member has done one of these mass shootings. And they're always trying to demonize the AR-15, but, I mean, people have used them many times to stop crimes, but in this case, that's what the guy used. And guess what? Like usual, you shoot back at one of these mass homicide guys, and guess what? They quit shooting. And that's exactly what happened here, and this guy did it with his AR-15.
Yeah, I'd love to know timing of everything. I haven't seen it, but he had his gun in his hand, so I assume he was, I don't know if he's going in and out. I know he started by shooting into the church, then he went in. Read a story about how he went up and down the aisles, and just anybody that was sort of running, he shot at him. And one woman, he shot her four times in the torso. So I don't know if he came back out and was going to go back in or what, but, I mean, the guy's a hero. He's fantastic what he did.
Right. He shot the guy, shot at him once, and this guy threw his gun down and took off.
Yep. Yep.
You know, but NBC and all, they're never going to say this guy was an NRA member. They don't ever want to give the NRA credit for anything. But I have one quick thing here before I get off with you, Scott. You know, it ain't about more gun laws with these guys anyways. I guarantee you, and I want any Democrat listening to call right in and dispute what I say. You guys want to take everybody's guns away, and it's one law at a time. It ain't just AR-15s and 30-round magazines and bump stocks and handguns. You guys want all the guns, so quit lying to America and just come out. Some of your side have had the spine to say it, but why don't all you just come out and admit it? That's all I got for you, Scott. You have a good day.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Frank in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. You know, I'm in agreement with you. I'm not trying to sensationalize this. You know what? I remember back in the day when we had maybe 1 hour of news. It was Walter Cronkite. You know, he said what he said, and that was it. No more news. Nowadays, we have nonstop, wall-to-wall news coverage. NBC, CBS, all of the lettered media outlets just sensationalizing every shooting and hyping it up. And pretty soon, every crazy man in America gets an idea in his head. And then you get the copycats. And, you know, it's sad because even our school children are joining in the carnage. So I think it's time that we just cut it off. Stop it. No more reporting on it. Bury it on page 20 to get it out of the social consciousness. And eventually, over time, I think we will heal because it's not being talked about. And it's out of the social consciousness. And that's what I think.
I think it's a understandable sentiment, and I don't disagree. I think it's sort of just human nature to realize that some vulnerable people are going to use this as a motivator and a copycat. My question is, how do you just do that? How do you do what you just suggest? That, you know, the media, in other words, I don't think you pass a law. I think the media would just have to do this on their own to say, we are going to make it a point. These mass shootings that we're going to not name the killer, not show the killer, not put their photo out there. It's obviously news. What happened in Texas is news. It's a tragedy in a small town in Texas. We need to know that and hear about it. But if you can do it while filtering out anything to do with the perpetrator so they realize they're not going to get some attention, maybe you save some of these. But I guarantee there'd be somebody who'd want to get in front of that and they'd want to tell the story. You know, I don't know how you prevent it from getting out, but I appreciate the sentiment, Frank. I'm with you. Do you think the media would oblige?
Well, I think that's the hard part. I think they have an agenda, and I don't know how to stop it. It's just going to get worse the more they talk about it.
See, there's a Washington Post story today that the governor of Texas is saying this was not a random act of shooting and may have been targeted in this Texas church. I don't know exactly what he means there, but that's kind of interesting, too. Frank, good comments. Appreciate that very much. Are you okay with guns in churches? You got a big group of people facing the altar. Someone can come in from behind and do a lot of damage. Should there be a security force there? We're going to talk about North Dakota law on that when we come back.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Dustin Austin discussing the impact of hands-on safety training.
Now, when you look at the OSHA regulations, you'll notice that there's numerous training requirements in there where the training must develop skills and proficiency. Without that hands-on, you're very limited in what level of training you can actually achieve. Think of it this way. If you have a son or a daughter and you're going to give them a driver's license, do you want them to just sit through a classroom and learn how to drive a car, or do you want to put them behind the wheel of a car and teach them, give them hands-on training with the vehicle? We're going to be able to put them in heavy equipment like aerial lift, scissor lift, boom lift, dirt equip, help them develop not just a safety understanding, but skills development training to help them operate that equipment more safely.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on training by calling 701-223-6372.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Spinners are $2.99 and $3.99 at PetroServe USA, Todd. I know you can't get enough of them. You hear that little whiz in the background every once in a while. It's Todd and the fidget spinners. He's having a grand old time. $5 off the assorted Zippo lighters. Those are great. Queen-size blanket, $24.99. Buck-off Energizer batteries. And warm-up with any size coffee or hot chocolate all month long, 99 cents at PetroServe USA. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $12. Stock up on those 12-ounce Red Bull cans, 2 for $4.50. Register for your share of the $50,000 giveaway. New drawings every week, so you got to register new each week. There's buys and merchandise there right now. Check that out. And what else? The 4 for $4 special all day, every day. You walk in there, you smell the cookies. They're just fantastic. You get two of them, plus a hot stuff personal pan pizza and your choice of 20-ounce drinks. Four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Did I mention the cookies are really, really, really good? Yeah, they are. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Texter says, Scott, did you go to Gianna Jessen last night? I didn't. Remember, we interviewed her. The interview played Friday, and we got a lot of feedback in that interview. Thanks to Pat Finken and Ron Ness for subbing for me those 2 days. We had a great time out east. I didn't even talk about that yesterday. But wonderful time at Parents Weekend for our daughter at college. And the interview aired on Friday, and I was getting texts during the interview saying, oh, my gosh, she's amazing. She really is. A couple of folks last night, Tom Campbell was one friend, friend of mine. Tom Campbell sent a note. He was at the Fargo banquet and said it was just absolutely incredible to hear her story. Now, you know, mind you, she was aborted, right? She was the victim of a saline abortion, but she survived it and has a cerebral palsy as a result of that, and calls that her blessing. It's just an amazing story. If you didn't get to the Fargo Friends Night Out to hear her speak, and there's no charge for this. They don't charge you at all. They do obviously a little fundraising pitch at the end to say, if you support our cause, you can support, but it's not. There's no charge. And then tonight, Bismarck at Ramco Hotel. So last night was the Fargo. Tonight is Bismarck, Ramco Hotel, 6:30 until 8:30. And then on Thursday, they are going to be in Devil's Lake. And that's 7 to 9 at the Knights of Columbus Hall there. And Gianna Jessen is her name. So space is limited, so if you want a ticket for that, hurry. 701-237-6530 to make reservations. 701-237-6530. Go there. You will not regret it one bit. I got back too late from Minot last night to go, or I would have definitely been there, because I've heard Gianna before, and she is incredible. Her story is just phenomenal. All right, 25 before the top of the hour. As I mentioned before the break, I want to spend a little time today talking about if you're a churchgoer in North Dakota, you see what happened in Texas, and you say, what if? What if that happened to me? What if that happened to our church? How could we protect or defend ourselves. Ben Koppelman, along with a couple other members of the House, his father, Cam included, by the way, and Rick Becker, and I think Carls and Ruby also were in on that, Senator Ole Larson, put forward some legislation known as House Bill 1273 that does give you protections in that regard, and Ben joins us now to talk about it. Representative Koppelman, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I remember this discussion almost instantly when I heard about this. And I couldn't remember the particulars of what North Dakota allowed. I know there was some sniping, no pun intended, about this to say, oh, hey, that, you know, Republicans want to allow people to bring guns to church. Are they, you know, how gun crazy are they? But obviously when an act like this happens, you thank your lucky stars that you have, in fact, the ability to protect and defend yourself. Walk us through House Bill 1273. What's in North Dakota law now related to protecting oneself in church?
Well, prior to House Bill 1273, two sessions before, the other representative, Koppelman, had introduced legislation that that allowed churches to have kind of a private security force of sorts, where they could notify law enforcement that these five individuals or however many were going to be able to conceal carry. They had to have concealed weapons license training and so on, and they were able to do that. However, the average rank and file concealed weapons license holder couldn't carry unless they went to their church and said, put me in the list. Well, we heard from law enforcement that they didn't really like to be the arbiter of that. And we heard from parishioners that, hey, I've got a concealed weapons license. Why can't I carry in church? So the bill was introduced to solve that and allow basically any concealed weapons license holder to carry at any church unless the church basically opted out. Said, you know, put up notice that said, you may not do that here. And there was some concern about that, you know, how much of a hassle or a burden it was to put up a sign and so on. So it got changed to an opt-in, where any church that wants to allow this can allow, you know, can just say, hey, all concealed weapons license holders are welcome here. And then at that point, that's it. There's no specific language saying you have to post it a certain way. You simply have to make it known that that's okay in your facility. And so if we had a circumstance like happened in Texas, in North Dakota, where the church allowed parishioners to carry, there would be somebody then providing some protection, or at least theoretically could be somebody providing some protection in a circumstance like that, rather than being what we've traditionally had in North Dakota for many years, which was a gun-free zone. And as you and I both know, Scott, gun-free zones only keep the law-abiding citizens out, you know, without having weapons. So,
yeah, they're exactly right. Have you? Do you have any way of knowing how many people have taken advantage of the change in the law you put forward in that session?
I don't. There is no requirement anymore for them to notify law enforcement. So, any given church could make that known. There was some discussion that churches may choose to post that sort of thing on their website, that they're, you know, friendly to that idea. Some could have signs in their building if they chose to. And the burden's always been on concealed weapons license holders to know where they can and can't carry. And so, you know, those of us that have permits, if we wanted to carry at our church, we would need to find that out. And each church gets to make their own decision. I do know that the initial concept for it came from some individuals from Fargo, and I have heard since then, even though I won't disclose their church's name, I have heard that their church is very interested in moving forward with that if they haven't done so already.
But under this right now, the law enforcement does not need to be notified. Do I remember correctly that there was at one time a provision where if the church leadership allowed it and law enforcement was made aware of it, that there was the opportunity for churches to have sort of protection teams or whatever?
Scott, as you know, anytime an idea is floated in front of the legislature, sometimes it takes two or three bites out of the apple to get all the way there. And this was kind of the same way. When there was some concern about you know, this gun-free zone and people being a target, particularly in areas that are rural, but that the concept is true in the city as well. I believe the attempt two sessions ago was to do what we did this session, which was to make it more open, or at least there was some discussion of that at that time. But the end result of that session was that they created what I call a private security force. So if somebody has, at that time, I believe you had to have a concealed weapons license. You had to have some training, additional training from law enforcement. You had to notify law enforcement, so on. But what we heard from law enforcement, at least in some cases, is that they, if you had 40 people, let's say in a large church in Fargo or something, you had 40 or 50 people that were on the list. It's not Mayberry. You can't, you know, memorize all their faces, and which was the intent of the original bill, was so you knew who was carrying. But you can't memorize all their faces. They're going to treat it like a, you know, a, any other situation in another facility, let's say a restaurant or anything else, where it is, you are allowed to conceal carry. They're going to have to go in there going, is this a bad guy or is this a good guy, right? And so the same thing is true in a church. The law enforcement was saying, hey, we have to handle it the same way anyway. So we don't want to be notified. We don't need to be notified. And so at that point, we basically took that layer off in the end result of 1273 and said, if a church wants to say only five people can carry, they theoretically can still do that. If they want to sit, open it wide open to all concealed weapons license holders, they can do that as well. And if they want to say nobody and continue to be a gun-free zone and roll the dice or provide private security, like actual security guards or however they want to handle it, that each church is able to make their own decision.
But bottom line, if you have a valid concealed weapons license in North Dakota and your church allows it, then you're perfectly allowed to do that and have that. And I guess remind me again of the posting. They just let it be known that, you know, they allow it, just like the law allows it?
Because it's an opt-in, they just have to be able to get the word out there so somebody knows, hey, it's okay. Because otherwise people are still under the presumption that it's not okay unless they find out it is. This just gives churches the instead of the law prohibiting it everywhere, gives churches the option. And, Scott, this isn't a lot different than many of the other gun-free zones that are in our law where we hypothetically say, you know, well, people should never be able to carry here. I had a bill that had another bill that I don't need to get into the details of, but where the concept was, hey, shouldn't a concealed weapons license holder be able to carry anywhere where there isn't security provided for them, i.e. metal detectors, guards, police force, things of that nature, because the bad guys will. And I don't know if our other, you know, rest of the legislature is quite ready to go there, but I think that's where we ultimately should be, because a person should have the right to protect themselves and have or expect reasonable protection to be provided. And if we clearly everywhere you go, they can't have armed cops, you know, protecting you in that building. And so that's where this makes sense. And nationwide, that's where the concealed weapons license movement is heading.
Texter says, I'm good with guns in church. We actually have a security team at church with concealed carry members. Another says, guns in the hands of private citizens are needed in churches and schools. But the problem is you need permission from the people who are in charge of those places. And many times those people are leftists and refuse to let you bear arms, and they're making you an easy target for a homicidal people. Unfortunately, that gets proven correctly many times a year. Any remedy to that, Ben?
Well, like I said, the first time we went about it as an opt-out, which would have probably said that many of the churches would have chosen to do nothing, and you would have been allowed to carry in just a select few. You would have said no. But it's, you know, this is a good step in the right direction. I think that gun-free zones are basically a bad idea everywhere, unless protection can be provided for you. And that just isn't the case in most of the gun-free zones that we still have in our law, and I hope to continue to provide citizens their maximum Second Amendment rights.
West Fargo, District 13, Representative... That's your dad. What district are you?
Yeah, 16. I'm in District 16.
You're 16. He's 13. All right, sorry, I'm mixing up my compliments here. Ben Koppelman, author of House Bill number 1273. Thanks for an update on that. Now people know, and hopefully they have a conversation with the leadership of the church and find out. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care, Scott.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Delta. You know, you call Delta first, and they just do the job right every time. These folks are top-notch. So if you have a need for well-site services, they do it turnkey. Call Eric at 406-250-8151, 406-250-8151, or online at deltaconstructors.net. And they help us celebrate our callers. We love our callers here. Contribute so much to the program. When you call us at 800-228-0550. Billy in Bismarck called yesterday on this topic of guns and churches. What do you say?
I think that people in these churches who are opposed to firearms in churches are missing a huge point. Now, we come from a Judeo-Christian society. We have, you know, Christianity came out of Judaism. You consider back at the time when the second temple was built, or the temple was rebuilt, every person doing their job was required to have a sword in hand because they were constantly under threat of attack from the neighboring places that are people that wanted to destroy the Jews. And also, if you want to ignore the Old Testament, go to the New Testament. I think it was Paul wrote that anyone who does not take care of his own is worse than an unbeliever. Well, taking care of your own is also providing for their safety. So that's just my take on it.
All right. Billy in Bismarck with his take. Appreciate that very much. You know, it's sad that we have to have a conversation about guns and churches, but again, I would tell you folks, if you just do some basic research on this, you're going to find that more guns equals less crime every time. And Texas, as much as folks like Barack Obama, who I believe tweeted, Nolan, could you confirm this? Find out the exact moment of the shooting, 11-something on Sunday, and then find when Barack Obama put out a tweet about gun control. I think it was him. It might have been Hillary Clinton. One of the two. You can check both of them. And, you know, because they see the carnage in Texas as a perfect opportunity to advance a political agenda, which is the most repulsive, sickening thing about politics. I understand you want your agenda to be enacted. I understand you want a victory. I understand you want to use examples. But while bodies are still in the church, while family members are being notified, you can't wait 48 hours. You can't, you know, give it a week. It's just disgusting. That's what they do. But if they read John Lott's book, I love John Lott. I think he's the best. And he's a boring guy. He's just a number cruncher is all he is. But his academic research will tell you everything you need to know about guns in the hands of good people helping stop bad people. It's a force multiplier for law enforcement. Do accidents happen? Of course. Does somebody get a hold of the gun and take it away? I mean, that whole argument about guns in schools, they always say, well, what if one of the kids gets the gun? And, you know, I mean, you've got to be common sense about it. People have to be trained about it, but it never ceases to amaze me. A couple minutes here. What else we have, Todd? We have some texts from people that one we didn't get to yesterday. Anything you can do to get the movie Let There Be Light to Bismarck would be great. Would love to see it. Thank you. What can we do there? We'll do some checking on that. I want to have those folks on. I think that movie's perfect for the times. I really do. I'm going to a movie tonight.
I do like the text that just came in. If there
had
been
a no
gun church sign at the church, the gunman would, of course, have seen the no gun zone sign and promptly left.
Yeah, that's the stupidest thing. I think Minnesota invented that stupidity. I think Minnesota invented that stupidity. Yeah. Oh, the signs. Guns are not allowed on these premises. Okay, all right, shoot, darn it anyway. Good guy now takes his gun back to the car. Bad guy goes right on by the sign. That's a
you
good move.
You paid a target on yourself at that point, I guess.
Exactly right. It's just dumb. Tonight, Food Evolution is the movie that is showing. Common Ground North Dakota is putting this on at the Fargo Theater, the iconic Fargo Theater. So head for downtown Fargo and Broadway tonight. There's a little social at 5:30 at the art gallery next door, and then at 7:15, the movie's happening. Now, the movie looks great. It's a movie that shows how early misinformation, confusion, and fear can overwhelm objective analysis. Gosh, when has that ever happened before? Speaking of the gun debate, how do we ensure that our food supply is safe, that everyone has enough to eat? How do we feed the world while also protecting the planet? Has genetic engineering increased or decreased pesticide use? Are GMO foods bad for your health? Most importantly, what data, evidence, and sources are we using to approach every question I just asked? So the movie deals with this in an entertaining way and informs folks, gives you some information. Food Evolution, tonight, Fargo Theater, is free. And Todd, you know what else is free? Not only is the movie free, not only is the appetizers and the drinks they're serving at the social before free, you know what else is free? Popcorn and pop. Yeah, baby. Popcorn and pop to the first 150 guests. And then they're doing a little Q&A after the movie. So this sounds like a lot of fun. I think it'd be a fabulous thing to take in. All right, back to your phone calls on the news of the day at 800-228-0550 after a timeout here. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to their 12th annual meeting at the Baymont in Mandan Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. Saturday's topics include wintering beef cows by beef cattle specialist Carl Dolan, the latest on electronic tagging and reading systems from Port Supply, animal health updates from the state veterinarian, and featured speaker Dr. Sonny Geiser-Nabotny will discuss the latest on animal identification, where it's at, and where it's going. Kim Ulmer of South Dakota will explain the markets during the banquet. Dance follows. Register at iban.org or call 214-0639.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.